Hey, everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
This is an emergency broadcast.
Beep. Beep. That was going to be a backup noise. I can't remember what the emergency broadcast sound is.
It's just like a beep, that kind of thing.
Also, I don't want to assault your ears with that.
Sorry, I did do that. Okay, so here's the deal. Number one, this is going to be a no edits asterisk. So this is whatever happens, happens, because we need to get this out as soon as possible. That means the only thing I will be editing is when we swear. Which
I'm going to try not to.
I'm going
to
hold it in, but I've got a couple in the chamber that I know are just itching to come out. So here's what happens. What happened, rather, is that the Power Rangers suits for the new movie were revealed. And, okay, you know what? Before we get into it, I'm not in the business of yucking anyone's yum. So if you enjoy the suits, if you like the suits, that's fine. Don't let our opinions color yours,
right?
Okay? Unless you want them to. Unless you want to be like, oh, I didn't consider these points and my opinion on these has changed. That's cool. That's learning and growing. That's what everyone should strive to do. That said, maybe this isn't the podcast for you. Also, yeah, there's a car alarm going off. It's, you know, no edits, guys. Sorry. Because we're about to rip into this.
Yeah.
We're about to rip these suits a new chest cavity.
Yeah, you get going. Let me pull a picture back up. I don't know why I haven't done that yet.
Okay. So, it was revealed today on Entertainment Weekly, or
you.com.
Because they knew what they were doing. Basically, there's an article, there's a picture of the suits, and that's it. There's no...
The article is like a paragraph.
It's
not a lot.
It's three paragraphs. Here is here's the salient point. The sartorial update may look radical, but the outfits are visual throwbacks to the franchise's long-running mythology. Okay, yeah.
You can't just say that.
You can't just say things. Words have meaning, Entertainment Weekly, okay? You can't just say things. So, this is a quote. The show is about kids coming of age, about metamorphosis, director Dean Israelite, Project Almanac, says. These suits needed to feel like they were catalyzed by these kids and their energy, their spirit. This dude sounds like a douche.
What does catalyzed mean?
Started.
Why didn't he
like
say,
activated.
Why didn't he just say turned on?
You know, you got to try to sound smart if you're saying something dumb.
So, that's true. You're right.
The spandex-free makeover also helps set the film apart from other big screen franchises. Quote, it's tricky to find a new language for a superhero costume, production designer Andrew Menzies admits. Ours is an alien costume that grows on them. That's not man-made. You can't, it grows on them that's not man-made. You can't win everyone over, but we are trying to appeal to a more mature audience and gain new fans.
Here's a problem with that, okay? He's like, oh, it's not man-made. Why did you make five Iron Man costumes then? You know what Iron Man is? Man-made.
He's man-made. People are saying it's like an alien. It's like what aliens would think if they made a suit for a human. No. Apparently it crystallizes onto their body, which just makes...
But it's metal armor.
It's metal armor. That makes no sense to me. So, we are admittedly not pleased with this garbage design. Let's talk about this design, shall we? You want to get into the dirt? You want to get knee deep in the muck that is this design?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where do we start? Who boy?
Oh,
let's start with the chest cavity. Because this, okay, you know what, let's start a little bit lower than that. Let's start with their pierced navel digivice that they have as a morpher that's stuck on their belly buttons.
Yeah, I wish I could zoom in a little more on this and see the morphers better.
It's just, imagine a digivice that is a little rounder. That's what this is. That's all this is.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not super familiar with Digivice. You need to give me something better to work with.
Google a Digivice. Just
All right. Just
Google Digivice real quick. So that's a dumb look, right? Because they're supposed to be like, why did you put it on your belly button? That's just goofy.
Well, I mean, it's where, or it is on the belly button, huh?
It is directly on the belly button. It's not on their above. It's not like right above their weird cod piece.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be like a belt buckle, but it's definitely a couple inches.
Yeah, I mean,
too high
it's
for
a
that.
Belt buckle. If you're Urkel and your pants are hiked all the way up to your armpits, then yeah, it's a belt buckle.
No, it's not their chest cavity. That's not the morpher.
Okay, let's talk about the chest cavity now. Then, okay. Unless you got anything else to say about the morpher.
No, I don't hate the morphers like you do.
I don't like the placement. They look fine. They look neat.
It is a little high.
But it's just way too high. Like, high-waisted is a very tricky look to pull off, and you do not put a belt that far up. You get suspenders for that.
The Power Rangers do. Power Rangers put a belt that far up.
They do now. The adjectiveless Power Rangers do now. So, okay, let's talk about this chest cavity. Where, traditionally, a Power Ranger would have a white diamond, a Mighty Morphin-style Power Ranger would have a white diamond right in the middle of their chest... They seem to have a nexus.
It looks like a window into the armor, and inside of the armor is a glowing, like, galaxy?
But it's, like, deep in them. It's not like...
Yeah, the problem is that this makes the armor look hollow.
It looks hollow. It looks like they are sitting in the command center in, like, a VR chair controlling these... Power Ranger shaped robots.
Because on all of them, this light is not centered to the diamond. It's centered to their chest.
It's like in the center. Yeah, it's in like the direct middle of the chest. So when it like, when they turn, it's in the same place, but the chest window shows it from a different angle.
Yep. They also got like little side boob windows, except for the girls.
Right. Well, because they have
full
super
boobs.
Super sculpted boobs, which is ridiculous. In the year of our Lord, 2016, we don't need First of all...
No, the sculpted armor boobs are bad, but they're not the worst part. The worst part is that the girls are also in heels.
They're in heels!
To make their sculpted armor butts look good.
Right?
Like, why else would you put them in heels other than they're ladies and we can't put the skirt on it? Because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah. What, like these are superheroes, right? Like, given this, unless like, no, there's no unless, there's no reason to do high heels.
That's, no,
there's no combat advantage to that. All it is like, hey, maybe I'll break my ankle today. It's awful. Also, the girls seem to have like,
they don't look comfortable.
They look the most uncomfortable. Like Pink particularly is like, please let me out. Please let me out of this suit.
Why did I turn into a ball of light? Get me out of here.
Is that... Oh, you think that's...
Why
them?
Does my ball of light have boobs?
Also, these are children. These are high schoolers.
Yep.
In high school.
Yep, better sex them up.
Better... What? Well, guys, what? I think you missed the point by quite a bit. Oh, God. The rest of the suit is pointed out by Artley and several other people since then, but Artley was the first one that I saw. They look like the Guyver. We talked about the Guyver a couple days ago. You have not seen the Guyver.
I saw a picture of him today because of this.
Right? It's the Guyver.
Also, somebody, I can't remember who, posted a picture alongside Big Bad Beetleborgs. And yeah, nope, that's pretty close too.
They're a little Big Bad Beetleborgy. There's also like a lot of ornamentation all over it. The Red Ranger particularly looks like he might be Lord Zedd.
I zoomed in on the Red Ranger, and that was a mistake, because he's definitely Lord Zedd with, like, a breastplate and some thigh guards on.
Like, his boots are straight up Lord Zedd's boots. Like, this man killed Lord Zedd and took his shoes.
This is not full metal armor, now that I'm, like, super looking at it. It's got, like, there's, like, plates on it. There's, like, the chest plate, there's pieces on the thighs, the boots, the gauntlets, but it looks like it's some kind of, like... It's probably like alien skin or whatever.
Oh,
but
no,
it looks like some
crystal.
Kind of leather.
It's crystals. it's like Spider-Man's suit.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like that, except whereas that's...
But they also
me, that's
have,
fine.
They also have a bunch of tubes full of Bane Venom or something.
Right? Like, yeah, it's like Bane Venom or like liquid metal or something. I don't know. Let's I like the boots. The boots I'm fine with, except that...
I don't like the boots. I don't like them.
I mean, They look neat if these are, in fact, dirt bike Power Rangers. If they are dirt bike...
They better be dirt bike Power Rangers, or I don't think I'm going to like this movie.
Yeah, so before we move on to the god-awful helmets, Oh, God. Let's talk about the sculpted boobs one more time, because I just zoomed in on Yellow.
Also, Yellow has a frog mouth. Everybody else's mouth is fine.
We're getting there.
Okay.
We'll get to the frog mouth. If you zoom in on Yellow, and you can kind of see it on Pink, but it's more apparent on Yellow, that, like, the boobs are a separate plate.
Yeah, yep.
Like, I thought it was part of, like, like the armor, like, the shoulder connected, like the male Rangers are. Nope. It's, like, a totally its own thing. This is so dumb. This is just so stupid. All right. I think we've avoided it long enough. It's time to talk about these helmets.
Okay. They're bad.
They're very bad.
Do you remember that Halloween episode where was it putties turned into little kids dressed like Power Rangers?
Yes.
They had like the most nightmarish helmets on?
Yes.
This is almost exactly those helmets, especially Pink's.
I think Pink's is literally like, the same one. I think they found that one in the prop house and they're like, let's make them all like
it's
this.
It's extra lumpy and just like, none of them look like they're dinosaur except for Red's.
And even that one.
And even that one.
They tried to sex it up a little bit.
It looks more like the Dragonzord helmet now that I'm like zoomed in close.
A little bit. So all of the helmets are the same with minor differences. I say minor. Blue and Pink's are almost exactly the same.
Yeah, the only difference I can see is that the eyes or nostrils or whatever the dark spots on the top of the head are a little farther apart on Blue's. And Pink's nose goes down farther.
Yeah. But Yellow is like a slightly smaller version of the blue one. And then Black's is the most different. I don't know how anyone in the world can get Mammoth out of that. But
no, or Sabertooth Tiger out of the other one. They all look like reptile skin.
Yeah.
And that's fine for the three that are thunder lizards.
Right.
But the other two are mammals.
Yeah. Oh boy, they're bad. So then Red's is like mostly the same. It's got a little mohawk type deal. It looks like the Dragonzord, now that you mentioned it, that you shattered that glass.
And they all have these weird little like things coming in on the side.
Yeah, that's to block your vision.
So you can't see. Blocks your periph.
Yeah, so your periphs are just garbage now. So let's talk about the mouths. Everyone is sad. Everyone's mouth
is... Are they sad or are they super serious like Batman?
I think they're sad.
Pink is sad. Pink is definitely sad.
Pink is super sad.
Blue is a little worried. He's like, oh.
I think Blue's realizing what he's done.
Blue's a little more like, oh.
Black's trying to keep a brave face. he's trying to be like, this is fine. This is a fine mask.
A yellow's making duck lips.
She's got like...
It's a frog
giant
mouth.
Giant pouty duck lips, except her mouth is super wide. I've seen a picture of Becky G.
I have too. She does not have frog
She does
face.
Not have giant frog lips. Why do they do this to us?
I don't know.
All right, so they're very bad. Let's talk about how Rita's costume is kind of the Green Ranger now.
It almost... is what I said, where like maybe she's like half morphed or battle damaged. This is basically the one of these suits, but without the pleather part underneath.
All these throwaway jokes we made are real. We said, oh, if they're dirt bike Rangers, that's going to be great. And now they're dirt bike Rangers. And we said, oh, what if Rita's half morphed Green Ranger and now she's half morphed Green Ranger? Like, guys, we didn't mean for this to be real. We secreted this into the aether.
Here, I have a couple thoughts now about those dirt bike fenders that we saw on set.
It's the actual dirt bike fender.
What if they're belts that, like, the teenagers wear, and then they push the button in the middle, and then that's how they morph?
And hikes their pants up, like Urkel?
And now that Rita is very obviously a green Power Ranger somehow... What if that silver one was Zordon? And Zordon is the White Ranger.
I don't know. That's too much, right? That's one too many?
That's one too far.
That's one too far?
Yep, that's Surf and Terra flying with a just married fire banner just,
that's
behind
just
him.
That's one too far. Surf and Terra, the most, you know, the great king of terror. That's his name in Japan. But now he's got a...
Yeah, he doesn't have very good gas mileage, though.
No, he's very bad in America. So let's talk about... Let's turn it over to you, the listener. Let's see what some of you guys are saying. Because they're very good. We have very good fans. a lot of good listeners. So first of all, thank you to everyone who sent this to us.
Yeah.
Let's see. First was Alan, was our boy Alan. But then subsequently, we got... we were tagged in one, and I don't know where it went.
I don't know. Our phones were blowing up all morning. I lost track of a lot of stuff.
I don't know how this one got to us, actually. It's not... So someone named Tom Solo, who is... he does follow us. Hey, is Tom.
Is that the one that Alan quoted?
Did Alan...
And sent to us?
No, I quoted that one and sent it out into the world. Oh, no, yes, you're right.
Yeah, because that's,
right. That's
actually,
how it got to us.
That's actually the picture I opened up.
Okay, all right, good. Tom, we're back on board. Thank you. So he was talking to Shannon and someone else, and then Alan saw that. He quoted it and tagged us. So we saw it from there. We also, Nick sent it to us kind of after the storm. He came in a little bit late. He missed all the brutal stuff. I just quote tweeted Tom's and said, thoughts? And I sent it out into the world. And I said, hey, thoughts? Guys? Thoughts? Friends? Does anyone have any thoughts about this? And he did. And Shannon said, I want to see how they move. I do like that the diamond detail is still kind of on the chest. I like that too. I like that there is a diamond. I don't like its application.
But I don't like that is the single only one that they kept. I think that's why I don't like the boots. Because there's no other diamonds. Just put one on the chest so we can call them Power Rangers.
Right, exactly. It's like whoever was designing these, first of all, is a war criminal, right? For doing this. But he's looking at it, and he said it's like he never heard of fun. Like, the word fun. He never even heard
of
the concept.
Well, yeah, that was my biggest fear, is that the movie wouldn't be fun. It would be cool.
It's going to be cool. It's for cool
and this
kids.
Basically confirmed that.
Yeah.
I'm more hopeful for Ninja Turtles 2 now. Like, I feel like that's going to be the better movie, because at least that movie will have fun.
What a time to be alive.
And Casey Jones, which Power Rangers coming out behind the pack with no Casey Jones.
Right. You kind of at a loss. Also, Krang. Like, legit brain and belly Krang.
Yep.
And 1987-ass Bebop and Rocksteady. Like, you got a lot ahead of this garbage-looking Power Rangers movie. Alan said the other issue I have is it's a physical... It's a rendered image. This is not actual physical suits, which worries me.
Which also explains some of how the Rita costume looks different.
Right.
Like, it's obviously inspired by one of these costumes, there's, like, subtle differences.
So when I said a couple episodes ago when we were talking about it, how, like, under her arms it's pale, it never occurred to me that that's probably, like, Under Armour to keep her skin warm.
Right.
You know, so I'm cool with it. So, mea culpa. My bad. My bad on that one, guys. But Artley said, what is this? What are they doing to the Power Rangers suits? What am I seeing here? Can't tell you. A lot of people are saying I'm going to hold off till we see more.
Right.
Okay. Which I understand. But as we are professionally invested in these in Power Rangers,
yep.
You know, so we kind of have to dive into the muck on this one. I want to be hopeful, but every time they
every
show
time
something
we make
new,
a joke, it goes out that like, way.
Right? And it's not. That's bad. We said that as a joke. How many jokes did we make back when this movie was announced about just the worst things that it could be that are going to come true now?
I don't know.
Is Kimberly going to have an abortion?
Stop.
Because I joked about that. It was a bad joke. It was a joke in very poor taste. But like, I don't
I'm
want that at all.
I'm very excited for Trini doing yoga in the desert, though.
Yeah.
That's going to be my favorite scene of the
movie. Oh, Desert Yoga Trini.
I hope she's morphed when she does it. Try to do yoga in those morph heels.
It's not going to work. It's just not going to work, Trini. Matt Jay of the Super Sentai Bros says, in reply to thoughts, different, but stuff always looks different in motion. That's true. And again, if these are renders, they're not the actual physical suit, which is good because
they could fix
it. They're very busy.
Yeah.
They're so busy.
Like, I don't think those tubes need to be there. Those Bane Venom tubes. I don't think those are necessary. Why are they there? What are they doing?
I don't know. To give them
power. Why is the inside of you a portal to the outside of a galaxy?
To space? Like, is it secretly Men in Black 4?
Well, you made the joke, and, you know, our track record so far is pretty good, that they don't go in the suits. They control them from, like, a stasis pod at the command center.
Which, hey, guys, I've been calling a lot of things. Jonathan says, in all honesty, those are the worst. I like your honesty, Jonathan.
Right to the point.
It's Iron Man Rainbow all up ins. I'm not even mad, just disappointed. And then he attached a picture of, I'm assuming, some disappointed anime men. I don't know what this is, but it just looked very disappointed in everyone. But yeah, it's like the designer was like, hey, what's cool right now? Marvel. Marvel's doing good. Let's make Iron Man, but the Power Rangers.
Yep.
Which I really enjoy all of the Marvel movies. I have not enjoyed, and that's including The Incredible Hulk. I liked all of the Marvel movies so far. You know what I hate? Marvel right now. I hate that they have made that you have to do giant events and you have to build up to everything with 6 movies and everything has to look super futuristic and weird and like you can't just be cool. And, like, it's kind of poisoned the well, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you can't just make a fun movie anymore.
Like, I don't want spandex. I don't want, like, 1990s.
I kind of do.
I would prefer it. I would prefer it. I want Power Rangers movie style, where they're, like, a little armored, but they're not just, like, roided up Rangers on Bane Venom.
I don't even like the original movie ones. They seem too clunky. We've gone over it, I think. The suits should be more mobile than that.
Yes, but because at least those ones are like a little mobile. You know, they they're flexible and they move. Kim did like 100 backflips in one.
That's
so
true. But they should look more like clothes than like knight armor.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a couple plates here and there, a chest plate. I do like that there's like a chest plate and like a thigh plate and the boots. I like that there's like pieces of armor.
Yeah,
just those pieces of armor look like cold burgers on a paper plate. And I hate it. And I don't know why they made me hate it. let's see. It was Art Lee that tweeted the picture of them next to the Beetleborgs. And you know what? I'll take the Beetleborgs. They've got modes, at least. So let's see. Raymond said, well, they're at least obviously the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, unlike Rita. That's true.
If you showed me this without the context of the movie, I would still know that they were trying to be Power Rangers.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh man, those are some weird DeviantArt Power Rangers that someone made.
If you showed me that Rita, I'd be like, what is that?
Yeah, I would be like, oh, she's a witch.
Medusa from another remake of Clash of the Titans? Like,
that would be neat. I would buy her as a snake lady, not as a Rita, though.
Well, apparently she's a Power Ranger. So
Raymond then said, definitely need to see them in motion, but for now I'm comfortable with these. I think comfortable is the best anyone can aspire to. Shannon brought up that they are the Guyver, which is now all I can see. A lot of people brought up the Guyver. Artley did. She got a hashtag going. Let me see if I can find it. Mighty Morphin Guyver Rangers. Pretty straightforward. Raymond went on to say, the more I look at the references to the original I find, or the more I look, the more references to the original I find, helmets, chest diamond, more for placement, I think I'm on board. I really want to see more of the helmets because I was afraid they would shy away from the dino motif. Instead, they embraced it. I feel like they did both.
I honestly can't understand because I think Annie also said, like, at least the helmets are the same, and I don't see it. I don't see it.
The helmets are, I would say, evocative of the originals, but not...
They're evocative of the pterodactyl helmet.
Well, we've only seen the one shot, right?
That's true. We don't know what the side of the helmet is. Well, we know what the side of Yellow looks like, kind of.
Well, no, we don't, because she's doing one of these. She's fully face-side. But, God, like, if
poor Yellow is so uncomfortable.
I'm so sad for her. And she's the one who was like, oh, I love the suit. Like, in that article, she's like, I love the suit. I'm going to wear it for Halloween for the next 5 years. Whew, well,
I hope the real one looks and fits better.
I hope so. Because
like,
everyone...
like, fits a human anatomy.
Yeah.
And not what an alien and thinks is a human anatomy.
Not a real doll. Like, that's...
Ooh. Ooh.
That might be bleeped. Might be putted over. I don't know. The Red Ranger helmet is the most dino, because it's got, like, the teeth, like, the little teeth that the, you know, that the Red Ranger helmet has, like, in the mouth. It's subtle, but it's there. Pink is definitely a pterodactyl. And I think if we saw more of the top of Sabretooth Tiger, we might get a hint as to what that is, but boy, I just don't know.
I don't either. I looked up the Power / Rangers.
Yeah.
To see what the helmets in that were.
They're very bad.
They're not good because, like, they couldn't make them good.
They're bad.
But the idea behind the way they redesigned them is not bad.
Yeah.
Because, like, all the main points are still there. But, like, this is not a mammoth trunk. And why is the side of his helmet lightning bolts?
Oh, does he have lightning bolts?
It's like a lightning bolt shape. It's like a jagged point. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, I see what you're saying.
On the Black Ranger.
Right. I also don't know. I don't know about any of this.
I just wish they were all like the Red Ranger. I don't love the Red Ranger's helmet, but at least it looks like the Red Ranger's helmet.
Here's the thing that I'm just now realizing. The Red Ranger's helmet has eyes on it, whereas the rest of them can't seem to decide whether or not the visor is the eyes, the mouth, or in one case, maybe the nostrils. Right?
Which one's the nostrils?
Blue?
Yeah.
Like, blues might be nostrils, I think. I feel like, again, maybe in motion, in real life, they look good. Also, I hope that this duck face is just like a slapdash job, because every time I look at it, I just get so sad. I just get so sad about things.
It's just like they saw in space and they were like, oh, the side of the visors are different. Let's do that for these ones. Make the side of the visors different. We'll do four pterodactyls with different sides and a T-Rex, but it's also just the Dragonzord.
Right.
So, I don't know. You lost me. I was trying to be on your side, Power Rangers movie, and you lost me.
I just feel vindicated in being mad about this movie all the time now, which is, I don't want to be. I want the opposite. I want to be proven wrong. So, here's the thing. It might look like the worst Power Rangers movie it can possibly look like, but it can still be good.
The movie can still be good.
I think, actually, you know what? I'm leaning towards it probably won't be good, but maybe it will be. Because Dean Israelite sounds like a grade A bag of dicks.
He does not sound like someone I would like to talk to about anything, let alone Power Rangers.
Especially not Power Rangers. Especially because, remember, you brought this up. This is the best thing you said today in real life. Remember how he was super about the diversity?
Yeah.
I guess he's using that to be like, no, look how diverse we are. Who cares about how sexist the yellow and pink Rangers ones are? No, it's okay. It's gross and sexist, but, like, everyone's diverse.
Yeah, but we have so many different races. It's great.
Pat my back now. Pat my back. Pack my back, guys. So... amidst this, we got this teaser for something that the Power Rangers are doing. It's just a picture of David Yost and Austin St. John in silhouette looking at a city, and it says, legends aren't born, they're forged. And then there's this triangle with a circle in it and some lines over it. And I'm more excited about this triangle than I am about the Power Rangers movie.
David Fielding posted something else on Facebook, and he's the only one, I think, that posted it.
Everyone else has been posting the picture, like, in various places. They post the picture and they're like, what could this be? But this is the only, like, thing there is. It's from David Yost.
David Fielding on Facebook posted another picture. It's, like, a very far shot of a whole city with the triangle and lines underneath it, like, as two separate pictures.
Yeah.
And he posted it with the caption, hidden between the dark places, one step away from the light.
This could be so cool.
This is way cooler already.
This is way cooler. All right, now let's get into the... Everyone did very well. Everyone sent in good thoughts, and I very much enjoyed this discourse. My pocket was on fire today, okay, of how many notifications I was getting. But I think the MVP is Andy Creighton for... just this, like, string. So I'm just going to read them in order. God, it's like those new 52 suits. They're so busy. So you're changing everything below the neck. Why keep the helmets exactly the same? Asterisk. The lack of cohesion is bugging me. Again, they're not exactly the same because
she might not have zoomed in, so maybe you couldn't really tell.
Maybe. I mean, and they do. They are similar. I can kind of see that. Like, the helmet is the only thing that is like, oh, Power Rangers. That and the chest diamond, you know?
Right.
But like the Morpher, if it was a little lower, but it's not. And then she says, also, Zordon lovingly crafted individual cups for each of the girls' boobs. It is the year of our Lord 2016. Why is this? And then a minute or two later, oh my God, the girls have built heels. What year is this? Okay, last thing. If you're redesigning 26-year-old costumes, wouldn't those plush, supple metal lips be the first thing to go?
Well, no, because then you can't make frog mouths out of
everybody. I guess you can't make...
What if
you can't show how serious you are?
Okay, so this is a render, which is leading me to believe, and I could be wrong, it could just be concept art.
No mouths, empty blank mouth space.
This is leading me to believe that the Power Rangers, unless they're standing still talking, all the fight scenes and stuff are going to be CG.
Probably.
Like, we're talking like Spider-Man 2 kind of stuff going on.
Sure.
Or maybe it was 3. I don't know.
It was probably 3.
Yeah. Do you think the mouths are going to move?
Now I think they will. Or there's a thing.
If the mouths move, I will leave the theater because that is fucking scary. That is creepy looking.
I will not, out of professional responsibility and nothing else. Not loyalty, not love of the game, out of the fact that we need to review the whole movie. Because that's what we do here.
Well, you'll need to fill me in, because I'll get to the point where like, their mouths moved and I left. This is a 0 out of 5 or whatever.
I was 25 minutes into the movie and I had to go. There's a thing in movies, and if you haven't noticed it yet, I'm so sorry for I'm shattering the glass for you. But in big budget movies, people, particularly in big budget superhero movies, people take their masks off all the time.
Yes.
Do you know why that is?
Because of Spider-Man 2.
No.
So you can see the actor.
You can see the actor.
And they're being paid for a reason.
Exactly. You have this actor, and for some reason, you can't just trust... They don't trust the audience to be like, oh, that's definitely Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. Better have him take his mask off as many times as he can. Which, it kind of worked, because there's a whole thing with his face being horrible.
Yeah.
But, on the other hand... They could have made that face more horrible, but then it wouldn't be as Ryan Reynolds-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Superman is not a good example because he doesn't have a mask. But, like, if you go to, like, Iron Man spends, like, half the movie with his mask off.
Yeah, and when he's in his mask, we get camera shots inside.
Yeah, Cap takes his off all the time. Nobody else has a mask. That's it. Like, Falcons is some goggles. Ant-Man takes his off all the time. Like, everyone takes their mask off all the time because you have to show the actor that you cast. Right?
Right.
I would not be surprised if these retract.
Oh, yeah.
Just every time.
Well, they're already Iron Man suits, so the helmets probably work right. In a very similar way.
Like, literally every time they aren't, like, looking at the, like in battle, if they're at least the mouth part retracts so they can talk, so you can see their mouth under it, or.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that either. Or, you know what? Maybe they're just in a pod somewhere in VR controlling them. Who knows?
Oh, so they're making a VR Troopers movie.
No, but I like VR Troopers.
Well, yeah, so they're going to make a bad movie about it.
Wow.
Because that's your fault, because you like things, so they make bad movies about it.
You know what? That's kind of what happens. I was pleasantly surprised with Gem and the Holograms, but going into it, that movie, if you just watched that trailer, you would have thought that movie was the worst. It looked like the worst ABC Family show ever.
It's a very good movie. I don't know if it's a great gem movie.
It's not a good gem. It's not particularly gem.
Yeah.
It is in a metaphysical way in that it is like super bonkers. It ramps in crazy ways that gem does, but just not in the way that gem is, you know? Anyway, Latasha said, I dislike the helmets. They creep me out, especially the blue one. It looks like a putty or an alien or something deeply disturbing. I can easily see Rita in her new green costume fitting into this team, however. So.
You said that they look like evil Rangers, and I would be completely into these costumes if that were true.
If these were the bad guy Rangers, that would be the shit. Like, yeah. That would be awesome. But they are not. They are our heroes.
Yep.
If I was a child, if I was a little baby boy, like I was when I watched Power Rangers, and the Power Rangers came up to me when I was a kid, Like those, like the original Mighty Morphin. If they came up to me, I would be like, oh, the Power Rangers are here. I'm safe.
Because they look good. They look like heroes.
If these motherfuckers tried to save me from anything, I would be like, you're just more the monster.
You just scream at them. They're not inviting or like trustworthy at all.
It's awful. It's super awful. Artley asked, if this is what the Power Rangers look like, imagine what Zordon's going to look like.
Well, that's what I said, too. I'm like, I can't wait for the next reveal.
Here are my two options. Number one, an Attack on Titan face with the no skin. Or, literally, Dean Israelite.
Yep.
Just the whole cloth.
Just in a white robe as the White Ranger, probably, now.
Would not be surprised. Gary's not crazy about the helmets because he loves the original helmet designs. But
they're pretty much perfect.
They are. Like, I think of all
they could be updated.
Like in the first movie.
Yeah, and they could be like sexed up for Hollywood, made to look like leaner. Not leaner, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Make them look sharper, but...
But then they did.
But not like this. You made them all pterodactyls.
Let's see what else. I don't totally hate the suits. Oh, yeah. Okay, so Shan says I don't totally hate the suits, but stuck on the boobs and heels are making me... But the stuck on boobs and heels are making me frown pretty hard. Totally agree. I think this movie... this picture upgraded the movie from, like, pretty troublesome to full-on debacle for me. I don't know how they can come out of this. I'm pronouncing this wrong, but... T.W. Sanguinus, said, I honestly thought the Red Ranger was Lord Zedd for a moment. For sure.
Yep. There's a lot of just inspiration from Lord Zedd on that costume.
Right?
Like, he's even got, the silver lines on his ribs. Like,
they took... Why are they trying to make the Rangers the bad guys? Why did all their designs...
What if this is a swerve and these are the bad guys?
Then guess what? You nailed it. You tricked me and I love it. Thanks, Dean, you did one good. Matt J. then said, I'm totally down for Green Rita. I don't hate the aesthetic of the Rangers, but there are some real missteps with the women's suits. And he said, Green Rita? Greta? You know what I mean.
Greta Rapita.
Is her last name going to be Repulsa? Because that's too stupid.
They said she was cast as Rita Repulsa.
Okay, guys. If you hate the original, I'm talking to the filmmakers. If you hate the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers so much that this is the suits that you designed and this is the Rita you designed, but you're keeping her name Repulsa, which is arguably the dumbest, most 90s kid thing.
I think it's only better than Rito Revolto.
Only just. Because that one is like reaching real hard.
Yeah.
But like, why would they do that? Why would they keep the name? That's the dumbest part of Power Rangers is Rita's last name, right? Like, one of the dumbest things.
Yeah.
Is her name just is like super kitty and they're keeping it? And it like, that's the thing that they've decided to stick with?
I hope that she makes Pudgy Pig.
I don't think we're getting any monsters in this. Honestly, I don't think we're getting a single monster.
I think there are putties because there was a shot from set of just like a weird rock arm.
Well,
so I think we are going to at least get putties. I'm curious to see what they look like. I'm going to miss Finster because it doesn't look like anybody else but Rita's in the movie.
Way back, they said that like her thing is she's trying to find Goldar or harvest a bunch of gold to make Goldar again.
I don't think that
again.
Was a real leak. That was one of the ones where we're like, we're not trusting this website anymore. We're not going to report what they say because it was wrong. I don't think that was a real.
No, thing. I don't think so. But you never know.
Who knows now?
One kernel of truth. We did just a couple minutes ago get an email from our boy Hoops, and Hoops is a generally well-spoken individual. So I'm just gonna read this email. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. I think the new suits aren't too bad. I've gathered from Twitter that you guys aren't big fans so far, but you haven't been fans of anything except Josh liking Rita's staff, so that wasn't too big a surprise. They're a little over-designed, yeah. They have a few too many weird veins, but they look so much better than I thought they would. At least they look like the Mighty Morphin suits. I was prepared for Ninja Turtles movie level of gross, but they can't even be compared to that. If you're talking about how the Ninja Turtles are Shreks, then yeah, I was a little bit ready for that too.
Yeah. They're all just like real big, beefy, like Power Rangers. Oh God.
Yeah. Oh, nope. No, thank you. Except the girls' costumes. They're just gross. They accentuate the boobs way too much. I would have accepted some cool heels a la Zero Suit Samus, but combined with a chest, it's just awful. They look like they belong in a high-budget Power Rangers porn parody.
Yeah.
That is true.
These are front shots. I'm a little scared to see what the butts look
like. Well, they have heels. They better look great.
They better be the best damn armor butts I've ever seen.
Who's got a great butt? A lot of people have great butts. I can't say anyone that I know that has a great butt, because that's, I think, putting it in a weird place. Let's go with the classic best butt, Jennifer Lopez, right?
Sure.
Like, they're going to have J-Lo's butts, right? Like,
I mean, if they're
They're going to have dumps like a truck.
CG, they might exactly have J-Lo's butt.
There's a mold of it somewhere. They can just scan that in. My advice would be to remember what you guys said about the Ninja Turtles movie when it came out and all the people upset by it. The old show is still there. This isn't replacing it. If this does turn out to be terrible, you just watch it once and return to Zio. Great job on the podcast, guys. I listen with one earbud in all day at work, so I catch a lot of shows. And you guys are one of my favorites. Keep it up. Thank you very much, Hoops. You're absolutely right. Thank you for kind of bringing me back down.
When he called them veins, I think it hit me what I really don't like.
That they're veins?
Is that they look like skinless monsters.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. It's not replacing the show.
Yeah, the show's not going away, and that's fine.
That's fine. We still got...
We are obviously not the target market for this movie.
Oh, no. I haven't been the target market for anything, because I like cool things, and I don't want anything to be gross. Like, that's... I haven't been the target market for so long. We got another email from Dowd, also pretty much at the same time as Hoops. That's pretty scary. Dad says, I'm sure you already got the Shannon thoughts, so I'll start off by saying that I partly agree with her. I don't think the heeled boots are that bad, considering that I know plenty of women who can run pretty fast in heels, but they definitely be a hindrance in a fight. They kind of remind me of fan art I saw a few years ago of the Green Ranger crossed with Iron Man. I'm sure everybody's already mentioned they look like the Iron Man suits. Then he sent us a picture of the... This is goofy. This is just a recolored Iron Man, but with a photoshopped Green Ranger head and belt buckle on it.
And that looks better than these.
Honestly, that looks better. If you're gonna go full Iron Man, like, go whole hog.
Yeah.
I have a couple rules in life. I follow Obama's Midnight Amendments. I live by the motto "High tides raise all ships," and the other thing that I live by is either whole ass it or no ass it at all. All right. If you're gonna go Iron Man, go Iron Man. Don't give me weird, gross, skinless monster Iron Man. Thank you, Dowd. Thank you, Hoops.
My problem with the heels, aside from there's no actual combat advantage, is that it just... That and the boobs is like, you can't just let chicks be. You gotta accentuate that they're chicks.
I'm not a doctor, all right? I'm not here to give anyone an anatomy lesson, but boobs are squishy, guys. They don't look like that.
No, they don't. This is not the way boobs rest.
No, those boobs look angry. They look like they have had a long day. They want to be done.
Let's stop talking about the boobs. It's making me feel weird.
Yeah, especially because you got to remember that the characters are high schoolers.
Yeah.
They've already confirmed that they are high schoolers. Guys, what are you doing? Get your shit together. All right, we've talked about this for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I think that's it for us. Thanks for letting us get this out. If you have any more thoughts, send them to Twitter, send them to our email. You guys know where to find them. I don't need to say anything else. maybe the movie will be good. Every time I say that, I get less and less sure of myself.
I'll still see it.
I mean, we're going to see it.
Unless their mouths move, then I'll only see that much of it.
You're just going to wait in the car.
I'll just jump into another theater.
Right. Who knows what's coming out in March of 2017. The world's wide open. All right. Thank you guys very much for listening. We hope to never have to do this again.
We'll see you guys at the Zordon reveal. But until then...
May the power protect you.